866-776-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
Happy Monday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Flamingo Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Darren Solden and Kara Hawley, Tourism and Events Coordinator. First segment, we're talking about the Tulip Festival. Let's talk a little bit more Tulip Festival, especially Kara. Some questions folks may have when it comes to these festivals or any kind of festivals, kind of, you know, what's free, what's not, what type of cost should they expect?
Coming to the festival is free. The entertainment, all of the entertainment lineup all day long on Saturday and Sunday is free. You pay to play bubble soccer. The inflatables is $10 and the kids can bounce all day. So that's kind of nice.
Get all that energy out.
That's right. That's right. And then, of course, the food and the crafts if you choose to purchase something. But otherwise, you know, you can basically come out and spend the weekend and not spend a whole lot of money if you choose not to, which is nice. You can still be entertained.
And be out in the community and see folks and
that's
see all
right.
sorts of stuff.
That's right.
Darren, what's new this year?
We've got something really exciting this year. You know, Wamego hosted Kansas Sampler here about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. And we've taken a component of that, and we're having what we're calling a tourism tent this year. So we've actually got folks in representing different communities, counties, attractions from throughout the state of Kansas. And we've got a part of the festival set up to where they're going to be inside of a large tent down on the tennis courts there in City Park. And so folks, we figured this time of year, people are looking at, you know, summertime road trips. Everyone's thinking about warmer weather and kids out of school and everything. So give folks the opportunity to come and explore a little bit from different areas around the state of Kansas. We'll have some information up about Wamego and all of our Oz-themed activities and attractions, as well as our upcoming events and festivals and for the rest of the year. But really excited. And we've got folks from all over the state. So that's what's fun, is that really all parts of the state will be covered in that. And really looking forward to seeing how that goes. I think people will enjoy getting out and, again, learning a little bit more about things that they might be able to do this summer, you know, that are all within a pretty easy drive from here and get the family out and about.
And looking at the weather for the weekend, this is a rain or shine event for the Tulip Festival.
It is. It's rain or shine. Again, we've got some components are indoors. We've got two big tents full of craft vendors. So that part is somewhat protected from the elements, and then the tourism tent. But it's rain or shine. There'll be activities going on, even if we don't rain for part of the weekend. And big thing to remember, though, is it's really never a washout. So if we get some rain on Saturday, you know, come out on Sunday. Everyone's out, and there's been plenty of years where we've had one reasonably dry day and one day with a little bit of wet spring weather, and that's okay. We just make do and enjoy the weather when we can get it.
We always know, being Kansans, you never know what it's going to be from day to day, especially lately. We don't know what's going to be from day to day, but kind of looking ahead just a little bit, it looks like there are some decent rain chances Saturday and around 47 degrees, but Sunday looks a lot better, less rain chances, closer to 60, maybe some sun. But again, who knows? A few days ago, they had a high of today around like mid-40s or something like that, and we got a high of 56 today. So who knows?
We've seen plenty of weather forecasts.
Sure.
In Wamego, we tend to have a lot of outdoor events. We've seen plenty of weather forecast change as the event comes closer. So I think we'll definitely get at least a dry day, hopefully a couple out of this, and look forward to it. If folks want more information, give them a couple places to go take a look online. One is visitwamego.com. That's where you can go get all the information on details about the Tulip Festival, also about the other events and attractions in Wamego. And then on Facebook, Tulip Festival Wamego KS is where to go. You can just search Wamego Tulip Festival on Facebook, and we've got a great Facebook page there. Tons of pictures, a lot of great information about vendors that are coming and other activities that are going on. So between visitwamego.com and the Tulip Festival Facebook page, those are your resources to go learn more about the festival, and we look forward to seeing you out this weekend.
Again, Brady Bowman with Wamego Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Darren Solden, who you just heard, and Kara Hawley, Tourism and Events Coordinator, in studio with us this morning, talking a little bit about Tulip Festival. But there's always more going on in Wamego with the Chamber of Commerce. Figures give you an opportunity to talk about some events coming up in the future as well.
Sure. We've got a really exciting one coming up here in June, June 14th through 17th. That's Father's Day weekend and the couple days, the Thursday and Friday before. We are welcoming the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund's Wall That Heals to Wamego. So this is the traveling 3/4 scale Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall that is put on by the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, who are the same folks that built the wall, built the memorial, and did the fundraising, built the memorial in Washington, D.C. This is a great opportunity, something that came out of our local Caterpillar plant, and they have an employee resource group there for veterans, and this was a project that they kind of took on, did the application for, and has really been a great partnership between the chamber and Caterpillar. And we're looking forward. It really is a huge deal. 375-foot-long wall, just amazing. I've gotten to see some of the pictures here recently from down in Texas and Arizona and California, where they began their 38-city 2018 tour. Notice they start places that are warm in March and April. But
that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. Getting to see some of their pictures online from those stops, and just it's amazing the number of people that come out to see the wall. But then to hear the stories and see the interviews and see the local news pieces that are from the coverage, it really is. It's moving. You know, not just for those that are Vietnam veterans or Vietnam era veterans, but for families of folks that served at that time, but also for younger people. It's a great educational opportunity. There's a traveling education center that comes with the wall. So that's something that we're really excited about. It's going to be a big undertaking, but something that I truly think is a great way for our entire region to say thank you to our veterans. That's so important here, being close to Fort Riley. But to say thank you, but also to look back at a particular time in U.S. history that impacted so many people. I know it impacted my family. I think you can find about anybody was impacted by a service during that time and during that era. And so great educational opportunity as well.
A lot of lessons to be learned from the Vietnam War, no doubt. And you mentioned this is a 3/4 scale version of the very famous one in D.C. That's one on my bucket list of play. If I'm going to go to D.C., that'd be a place I would check out.
Yeah, absolutely. And 3/4 scale, you know, you figure it's not that small. It's 375 feet long, about 8 feet tall. It's lit. It will be open 24 hours a day from the opening ceremony on Thursday, June 14th at 10 a.m. Through the closing ceremony on Sunday, June 17th at 1 p.m. So folks can come out and visit it anytime, day or night. It's beautiful at night. Absolutely. It really is awe-inspiring, all lit up at night. And so, it's something that the physical presence, the size of it, much like the memorial in Washington, D.C., is really impressive. And it'll be free to attend. Folks can come out, we can volunteer. We've got a volunteer website online where folks can sign up to help out as well.
Carrie, your thoughts on that collaboration?
Oh, I'm super excited about it. I think it's going to be a great thing for our area veterans especially. And, you know, we are partnering with Caterpillar there in Wamego to bring that to town. And they've been a huge, huge part of getting it here. Yes.
Dave?
Darren, I noticed this last time that I was in Wamego driving by the park that there is a fairly new memorial there in City Park to veterans.
There is. It's been about 18 months ago or so, dedicated the Wamego Area Veterans Memorial. It's located in the northeast corner of City Park. If you haven't been there, check it out. Really a beautiful, it has a wall, black granite wall, same material that was used in the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and a beautiful, beautiful bronze that was done by an artist from this part of the country, and just spectacular, great detail. Again, a very, very moving, beautiful piece, and one that very proud as being from Wamego, one that was really developed, funded, and that whole project led by a local group of people. So this was a cause that Gary McLeod was really behind, and our local American Legion, and an incredible amount of fundraising, incredible amount of donated labor and effort that made that whole thing possible, and really has become a huge attraction within our community.
Brady Bowman here with Wamego Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Darren Solden and Kara Hawley, the Tourism and Events Coordinator, talking about Tulip Festival, talking about all sorts of upcoming events in Wamego, in the land of Oz. 9:30, we got maybe a couple more minutes if there's some other things you want to go over real quick.
The one thing I wanted to mention is that the wall that heals will be set up in the city park as well in Wamego. It's going to take up pretty much all of the grass, but it's going to fit and it's going to be beautiful.
Yep, so Wall That Heals coming in June. Obviously, our big Celebrate Freedom in Wamego 4th of July event with the parade and the fireworks and the car show and everything else coming up on July 4th. And you mentioned Oz. Oztoberfest will be October 6th this year. We're looking forward to another great event there. That continues to grow, and it's really a fun thing for Wamego. We just, all of the Oz-themed attractions. You know, we've got Oz-themed businesses, the Oz Winery. We've got Toto's Tacos. The Oz Museum is a massive draw. Over 40,000 people a year come through that museum. A lot of folks see the big billboards out on I-70 and on other highways around the state and learn about that and come visit Wamego because of it. And so our yellow brick road just became a little bit more yellow here recently. So big thanks to our Parks Department for that. And the Oz is such a big deal in Wamego and such a big, not just a tourist attraction, but really an economic driver. We've got a new public art project that will be rolling out this summer called Toto's Around Town, where we've actually got about three and a half foot tall Toto dogs that have been designed by Kansas artists and are currently being made, that'll be installed around town, and folks can go visit all the Totos. So just a lot going on in Wamego, and really invite folks to come out here, starting with Tulip Festival, and spend a little time in the community.
I got a neat little story for you. Last month I was over in Salina. Steve Winwood performed over at the Stiefel Theater. His daughter opened up the concert. And she talked about driving down from Kansas City en route to the concert in Salina. And she saw the Oz Museum billboard and made an immediate detour and said she almost didn't make it to the concert because she just had so much fun in Wamego touring that. I thought that was a neat plug, just kind of out of the blue that she talked about during the show.
That's fantastic. Yeah. We love hearing stories like that.
I bet you would.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how many of those we do here. You go up and down, especially in the summertime, up and down Lincoln and Wamego in the morning or in early afternoon and look at license plates, and you'll see them from all over the country. Mm-hmm. It really is a huge draw, especially for summertime travelers. And so something we're very proud of, and it's really exciting to see the additional growth we've had in the community around that Oz theme.
You know, it also, you mentioned the 4th of July celebration, and I was thinking about it for a second. It's really not that far. I as far as for Wamego, I mean, planning and all that, you're probably starting that within the month, I'm sure.
Well, or we actually start maybe in February. We start planning for 4th of July. So it's kind of, all of our events kind of run together. We're never just working on one at a time.
And I can tell you the folks that do the fireworks and all of that, I mean, yeah, that's a year-round undertaking for that. And so our planning is well underway and takes a lot of different partners around the community, but very fortunate there from the pyro crew that does the fireworks, to the city of Wamego, to a lot of sponsors, all of these events. We've got a great group of local sponsors for Tulip Festival that help us make that event possible. Same way for 4th of July, same way for Oztoberfest. It really takes a community and community support, and we're very fortunate to have that.
We'll be here before we know it. One quick thing before we go, just a quick reminder on the when and where on the Tulip Festival.
Tulip Festival is April 21st and 22nd, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday 10 to 4.
All right, very good. Wamego Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Darren Solden and Kara Hawley, Tourism Events Coordinator, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Brady.
Until next time. We'll have more in focus on the other side of the break.
Oh, and Joseph Hall is Elvis. That was a fun show, too. Enjoyed the heck out of that. 9:34 in focus. Grow Green Day. Vern Hendricks is next.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist.